run it into the flue.
Now, what about one of those things that people used to, they carry like bricks and things that have one wheel and two handles on it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Wheelbar.
I always call them wheelbar.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
you haul lots of dirt and lots of stuff in the wheelbar. I used to have one. Got the wheel here yet.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah.
Well, now, you haven't got no handles
on it now.
Now, did you ever have a scythe that you would cut weeds and things?
Cradle?
With?
Yeah, bush hook.
Wheat cradle and bush hook.
Yeah, things like that. Well, what would you use to sharpen them on?
Grind rock way back then. Nowadays they use a file.
Uh-huh, but they use, what was they use in the old days?
Grind rock long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Go to some of these old flat, good grit, chop, cut them out of grind rock.
Mm-hmm.
Chisel it out of old timers. Of course, they got to making them nowadays.
Well, now, in the old days, I guess you had to go to town in a wagon.
Yeah, and walk.
And walk.
Ride a horse.
Uh-huh. Well, now, of course, nowadays, they, instead of going in, walking or going in a wagon, they,
Well, we don't have foolhardy going to town. Jim goes in the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And gets her stuff.
We don't never go to town. I ain't been to town in 7 or 8 years.
You haven't?
Granny goes out once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sinus trouble so bad,
I just can't
get out.
Yeah. And when they go, they drive then?
They take the car.
Yeah,
yeah, they take the car.
Pick up. They go to car and pick up, too.
Pick up one.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get very much junk, to take the old pickup.
Well, you were telling me earlier about, it, I believe, when you would make that soap that you would get grease, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you make that soap, you'd get grease.
Yeah.
Now, if you got that all over your hands, you'd say your hands were... If you got that grease on your hands, you might say, well, my hands are so...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I used to say meat skins and cracklings to make soap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Use a crackling and wash up the inside and hang them on a stick. Run the... Clean all the gut and
mm-hmm.
hang them on a stick, you know, and wash them to good and...
Mm-hmm.
Hang them up and let them dry, and that made grease, too.
Yeah, well, I guess your hands got all greasy, didn't they?
Yeah. They're greasy, but grease always rub off when it gets dry.
Oh, is that how you do it? Wait for it to get dry?
Yeah, of course, somebody could buy toilet soap and, well, we used to could buy a big yatter cakes of soap to wash clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got pretty good long ago. They didn't have nothing.
How do you use soap, though?
Ash hopper and a good bunch of hog greases they get, any kind of grease, lard.
Well, now, what would you burn in your lamps in back then?
Oh, we
burn coal.
Twist it up a string and lay it in something and put grease on it and set it, get the fire, grease light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way to make a grease light, but we got a lamp.
Yeah, I know if the lamps come in style, we got to where you get lamps.
Mm-hmm.
We got to use a lamp, of course.
We got a lamp now.
But when I was a kid, we used a torch.
We
always kept some pines every fall. We go and kept pine, good rich pine.
And you'd use a torch?
Torch.
Uh-huh. Now, what? After you got the lamp, what did you say you put in the lamp?
Oh, put coal oil on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, now...
Couldn't burn no grease in the lamp, I don't suppose.
Yeah. Well, the kind of tires that they put on cars nowadays, what do you call that that's on the inside of them?
Inner tube?
Yeah.
I don't know much about a car,
yeah.
Now, I can tell you for sure.
Well, now, around here, did they have many...